This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Top of the morning to you, girl.
We got a show to do.
Come on, let's play the fuse.
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. All you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my life and one man show. Whoa, let's hear it for the boy.
Once you give up integrity, the rest is a piece of cake.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, JR. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson. Alexis is under the weather today, so scooching over to the co-host position. Ladies and gentlemen, she's our co-pilot most days, other than her 3 days a year that B. Arthur gives her for vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, Dawn McClain.
I'm not calling you Fluffy. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Okay. No, that's a special thing between you.
Yeah. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Dawn. And over there, oh, I love this guy so very much.
We all do.
Oh, stop it.
He's one of my favorite parts of the brand new Donna and Skippy show. Ryan Perpich, everybody.
Good morning, Jason, and good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. It is Friday, January 19th, 2018. 5:32 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to your morning. Welcome to your weekend. And Ryan, are we ready to roll it? Dawn, do we have it?
I told him all about it.
And welcome to your first sip of coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell is your coffee this morning, everybody listening? But first, Dawn, how's your coffee?
Oh, it's so good. I'm having one of these pods that B. Arthur was so kind to give us for Christmas. It's a Sumatra Starbucks pod, and it's really toasty and roasty.
I'm still not convinced she didn't lace that with something. But
yeah, anyway, right. Yeah. We got to check for pinholes in the bottom of those.
Check for that. Ryan, are you drinking coffee? Do you drink coffee, Ryan?
I do. I drink a lot of it, but I'm not drinking the pod as Fancy Don over there is drinking. I didn't have time for that, but I went for the company swill. It's delicious.
Ryan, I can make you one.
That's okay. I'll get by for now.
Oh, no.
He resorted to the kitchenette coffee. Yes. Over there.
What are you drinking, Jace? Come on.
It's Friday, so I'm out of my George Clooney coffee pods, so I had to go to the Bucks of the Star and see my friend Diana. She's in my little drive-through friend. I love her. So I had I have a delicious, refreshing mocha with a little less chocolate. I don't like it real sweet. Yeah. No whip, extra hot, little less chocolate. I'm one of those high maintenance orders.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's my Friday treat. So it's very, very, very delicious. Mm-hmm. And I need it. Before we continue, like I said, Lex is, you might have heard yesterday, she was coughing and we felt bad making her laugh because then she would laugh and cough at the same time. And so she's taking care of herself and going to try to get better through the weekend. So, Lex. You're not listening, but
I hope not.
I hope you're. Yeah. Lex, are you listening?
There's a beaver that's antagonizing my dogs. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're abundant in Minnesota.
That's right, Lex. So, Lex, get some sleep, get some rest, and we'll see you on Monday.
Kind of like a futuristic bowling player.
That's right, Lex. That's right. And we'll hear actually from young Alexis a little bit later because it's Friday, and that means Dear Diary from Alexis and Dawn. I have two little things to tell you for the 5:30 friends, and we love this 5:30 half hour because this is the most unfiltered we are.
Yeah,
we're not even awake. And Ryan, you know that you've subbed enough on our show. How raw!
It's the Wild West for a half hour.
Yeah. So I'll get raw a little bit later in the next segment, but this one I have a funny story that I'll start with. And it has to do with drunk shopping.
Did you go drunk shopping? It's always a dangerous thing, you know?
So, you all know she is the gossip columnist of the Star Tribune, CJ.
Oh, right.
So, Siege, she used to be on my show, but now she's on The Buzz. And she likes to give me a hard time. People think, and she is. CJ has written a lot about me, and she's, you know, very nice, very fair. But what people don't know is she loves to give me a hard time. Like, she has no problem stirring trouble and giving me a hard time. Well, I got a tweet. It was directed at me, but it wasn't like a direct message. She sent a tweet out talking about my wine suit that I wear. Remember, Dawn? I bought a new, my cranberry. Yeah,
I love that suit. I saw it the other day. The maroonish one.
Yes.
Lex
would call it oxblood.
I love that suit.
I know. I love when she says that.
Oh yeah.
So Siege put out a tweet, and I got an alert. And it always is scary for a person in the public eye when you get a Google alert or you get an alert about yourself, and the letters C and J are attached to that alert.
I need to follow her on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, it's Dish Central. So I got really concerned. I'm like, oh, crap. What did I do? Or who emailed her about, you know, Jason was rude to me at the Target. And no, it wasn't that. So she tweeted, and I'm paraphrasing her tweets here, but she was like, it was following a day that I had worn that wine suit on the talk show, and she goes, Jason Matheson is obviously months behind fashion icons CCO's Matt Brickman and Cara Levin's Corey Heppala, because they had this suit 6 months ago, and Jason's just following them. So I was like, are you kidding me, Siege?
That's harsh.
So what I wanted to write in good humor was, bite my ass. That's what I really wanted to write. But I cracked up. I'm like, I like both of those guys. Matt and I are Facebook friends, as is Corey. I don't know Corey really well. I worked with Matt. Matt's a really, really, really sweet guy. But I was cracking up. I'm like, Siege, I know Matt had the suit. I didn't know Corey. I don't watch the weekends a lot on Care 11. I said, I just bought it because I liked it. And the guys that make my suits, the King Brothers, who I've named Abfab, a great local company, they told me that it was an in color. So,
oh my God.
So we were, so rewind, I don't know, a month ago, our group of friends had a weekend in Chicago, and that tweet came up while we were having cocktails. And I got jokingly agitated all over again. So I drunkenly texted Kenny King, one of the King Brothers, and I'm like, make me a suit. I'm like, make me a suit in a color that those dudes don't have.
Oh, that, uh-oh.
I didn't remember sending that text.
Oh, my
so
God.
They put the order in. Obviously, I approved. They immediately sent me a swatch to approve, a color and a lining to approve. So I ordered it. Didn't remember ordering it.
You approved a color drunk, a swatch.
Yeah.
And you don't remember.
No.
Oh, my God. Hysterical.
And you're going to wear this on television.
I'm wearing it today. Because Kenny King, the King Brothers called me, texted me 2 days ago. They're like, Jace, because Kenny's my friend. Well, they're both my friends, but Kenny King, the one of the twins, texted me and he goes, Jace, your suit's in. When do you want to pick it up? And I'm like,
what suit?
And it took me a minute, and I looked back through my text history, and I'm like, holy shnikes, I ordered a suit. I ordered an emerald green suit, like a dark, dark, beautiful, like a dark, dark green suit. And I'm reading my text, and I'm like, get me a color Brickman doesn't have. Get me
God.
A color Heppala doesn't have. I laughed. I was with the dogs. It was just me in the house, and I cracked up. I'm like, oh, my goodness. We've done so many segments on this show about drunk shopping.
Yeah.
I now have a new drunk shopping. I drunk ordered a suit. So I picked it up yesterday. It is beautiful once again. The guys do such good work.
I'm looking at their website right now.
Yeah.
They're just as cute as they can be, first of all.
I know. I'm so proud of them. And you know, on this show especially, we've done the segment AbFab since the beginning. And one of the great things about that segment, and I know Lex agrees, is the fact that we can spotlight local companies. And I'm so proud of these guys because Kenny used to do what we do. He was in the media business. He was a TV anchor. But he and his brother were always interested in fashion. And they did what so many people do. They took a chance. They quit their good daily, you know, steady job and followed their dream. And they have made a success of it. They've now written a book. Wild players go to them.
Yes.
Big time folks go, you know, big sports people go there. And I love it. I love that they're getting the attention they deserve because they do really good work. So
I'm always fascinated by men who get into being tailors and designing clothes and fashion.
Well, as Alexa says about tatting, it's a lost art.
Yes.
The haberdashery in St. Paul, they do a fine job. Mm-hmm. They're spectacular. And that's why I love giving them some attention because they do really good work. So if y'all are looking, if you men folk, you're getting married and you want a fun suit, go to the King Brothers, King Bros. Don, can we put a link to their website as an AbFab on our page?
Yep.
A little bit later, everybody, go to mytalk1071.com and click on our page and show them some love because they're good people, very very good people. So you can watch today at 10. My drunk suit.
I can't wait to see it.
5:42. We're going to be back. We'll stay with us, everybody. We are approaching 5:48. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis is a little under the weather today. Dawn and Ryan are here. Thanks for being here yourself. I just remembered my friend Jen, who is a great friend of mine, who works at our sister station in Philly, reminded me. Yeah, let me amend what I said. Yes, it's a beautiful suit, but I will not be wearing it today. Because I don't want anyone to think that I'm cheering for that other team this Sunday if I wear emerald green.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Very good point.
Even though I have a beautiful purple tie, it won't matter, people. I don't want people to misunderstand. So I shan't be wearing it today.
Maybe
I'll wear it. I'll wear it sometime next week.
Yeah, if the Vikings lose, you can't wear it on Monday either.
Yeah, that's so true.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You might need to hold on to this and just wait like a couple of weeks.
I know. I would have to drunk pick out a color that is the other team. But thanks, Jen. Love you there. So anyway.
So do you have other options at work? I assume you're not dressed in this suit now.
I wear my pajamas basically to do the show.
Good,
no,
yes.
I have basically behind the set, I have a rack of clothes. I have a rack of suits and stuff that I keep here. I keep all of my suits basically here.
It's a good idea.
So yeah, just in case, you know. I have other options. So yeah, I shan't be wearing that. Dawn, I read on the sheet here, and we need to. If I was a nun at school, I would hit your wrist with a ruler here. You keep watching that awful show, Good News, on NBC, don't you?
Oh my God, it's an accident because it comes on after Will and Grace.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden I'm watching it. I don't want to, but I'm doing things like prepping for the show, and I just let it go on and. I don't enjoy it. It hasn't gotten any better. Have you tried to watch it?
Yeah, and Colin, I was busy, I don't know, looking up something for the show or whatever, and but I had control of the remote.
Yeah.
And Colin was like,
change
Jason,
it.
Honey, change this. I can't watch this show. And I'm like, what are you talking? I was so not paying attention. And I go, what? And I go, oh, yeah, let's turn this. He was watching it for a good, like, 3 minutes. He's like, nope, can't do it. It's awful. It really is awful.
The only person I can think that's in it is Nicole Richie. Who else is in it? That's what it's called, right? Good News?
Good News, yeah.
Okay. It's just about a network, and it's not funny.
No. Ryan, have you watched it?
No, and I shan't be watching it now
after everything
I'm hearing right now.
It's just not funny. They're trying too hard. It's just,
they are. Ugh. That's part of the problem. I think that's really what it is. Stop it.
Yeah.
So if you are, if you're liking it, plead your case. Tweet us on the Twitters, but I can't stand it. I've tried. And it's executive produced by Tina Fey.
She was on the first episode, right?
Yeah. And I like that single camera, they call it. I like that type of humor. It's snarky. It's 30 Rock-ish,
yeah.
Which isn't for everybody. The Office, 30 Rock, it has that sensibility to it. And I normally like that kind of comedy. This? No. I've tried. I've given it the Alexis Thompson three tries.
Then I'd find a sweet honey.
That's right, Lex.
It's called, actually, let me correct myself. It's called Great News.
Oh, Great News. We're called but Good News not, is a play.
It's
set
not
in
even good,
yeah.
Much less great. So.
No, it's not good at all. Ryan, don't start watching
and it's,
it.
Well, it's about like what goes on in a newsroom, like a TV studio, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
I normally like those kind of shows.
Too.
Like the newsroom, that was kick ass. It's nowhere near, you know, this is supposed to be a comedy, but those concepts are usually something that resonate with me. So that's a shame.
Absolutely. One of the best, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go back and watch that, people. Don't watch that show. But you are watching, Dawn, a show called Harlots.
yes. Harlots. Okay, it's on Hulu, and I've seen this advertised by watching Hulu quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been like, Harlots, whatever. I don't want to watch that. It looks bad. But Leslie Manville, who is so fantastic in Phantom Thread, she plays Daniel Day-Lewis's sister. If she isn't nominated for Best Supporting Actress for an Oscar, I will be very shocked. She's in it, and I was just looking up her bio, and I'm like, oh, she's in that Harlot show. So I actually started watching it. It's about old-timey prostitutes. Let me just warn you.
It's called Harlots. I didn't think it was about a cat rescue shelter.
Right. So it's about prostitutes in London in the 18th century. And then I figured out through research, it's actually very accurate historically because 1 in 5 women were prostitutes. Who knew that?
Huh.
In 18th century London. So this is 63,000 women in the London area who were prostitutes. And it's really kind of fascinating. Oh. They're pretty historically accurate, like I said. So,
I mean,
definitely not something that you want to watch with your kids around. And if you're conservative.
Skippy, let's watch Harlots Daddy. Come on.
Everything that's been written about the time, like there's a whole book that was just reviews of prostitutes that was put out for the year.
Like Yelp for hookers?
Yes!
Wow.
And it would be, I mean, in the 18th century kind of way, like saying she has light brown hair, she's on this street, and then describing what they'll do. And it was called Harris's List, and they mention it a lot. It's
fascinating.
It's pretty fascinating. I mean, I wouldn't say the acting is that bad either. I'm really impressed with Leslie Manville. Like I said, there's some other British stars on there that are really very good, and it's sort of like two houses of ill repute that are warring, like a very high class one and a lower class one.
Wow.
So
like Romeo and Juliet.
Kind of, yeah.
But with hookers.
Yes.
Exactly. So if you're bored and you're looking for something to watch on Hulu, Harlots.
Harlots.
What was the list called again?
It's called Harris's List.
Harris's List.
List.
I've been wanting
to look up old timey prostitutes right now.
We got a good review,
Ryan.
Here.
If Alexis was here, she would tell you I've been wanting to bring back the word harlot for a long time. So that word harlot.
Yeah.
It's so old fashioned.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Lex?
It doesn't get better for the sex geckos.
You're right, Lex. It doesn't.
Whoa. Yeah. I don't know what
the
that
sex
means.
Geckos. I have no idea what that means. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wrote that down. I'm gonna check it out. And then today also, everybody, just dropped on the Netflix overnight, the 4th season of Grace and Frankie. Don't forget about that for your viewing pleasure before the big game on Sunday, mm-hmm. which I am actually going to watch.
You know, I've never watched even one episode of Grace and Frankie. I'm sure I would love it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about the football game. I'm actually going to watch the football game.
That's where your head's at, Don.
It's all right. No, but you should start Grace and Frankie, Don.
Yeah.
I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the statistics crack me up. How many young people love Grace and Frankie? It's like, you know, you would think of it as being a older skewing show.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Just like the Golden Girls.
Nice.
Had a lot of young people. 5:55 when we come back. We have more hot topics than we can shake a stick at. Plus, 6 o'clock friends, we're treating you to the best of the show this week, and that includes birthday pranks. That and more when we come back.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
This town needs an enema.
Entertainment.